Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call. Calling from customer support.
Oh yeah, there was a charge on my debit card this morning, and it had your phone number next to it. And I'm not really sure what it was for.
Okay, I'll be glad to help you with this. Let's see. Can you provide me with your zip code, please, so I can see if I can locate you in the system?
Provide you with what?
Your zip code.
27610.
That was 37610.
27610.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see. And your name, please.
Debbie McAllister.
Okay, I think I've located an account for you, ma'am. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
1119 U Gamma Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. All right, so give me just one second. I'm just waiting for the account to open so I can see what this is in reference to.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, it's wanting to take a little bit longer than it normally does. It's moving so slow. All right. All right. I did locate you, and I'm showing that it looks like. Hold on. Let me go pull that and see. All right. So what I'm seeing is there was a $7.95 charge for the entry for the chance to win the Yeti Tundra Cooler.
A chance to win it. It had said I won it. I thought that was for the shipping and handling to send it.
Okay. Let's see. Let me go back and read this. Let's see. Okay, so what I'm seeing is, all right, so by entering the contest, you do pay the $7.95, and that's for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win the cooler. If you don't win after 2 days, it would automatically enter you into the main contest, and you would be your in your odds of winning would increase to 1 out of 100. So every 30 days, you would be, re-entered, and your odds do increase,
Okay.
but you
Well,
would.
can I count for that? Because that's not what the thing said. It said pay this amount for shipping and handling, like as though I had already won it, and that money that I was paying was for the shipping and handling for it to be sent. I don't need no cooler that bad to keep me paying $7.95 for it and hoping for a chance to win.
Okay. Yeah, and then it also shows that with that entry that they do give you a $125 gift card towards the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web, but the monthly membership would be the $56.95. All
I
right.
didn't see nothing about no membership either. No, I don't want that. That's not what I thought it was doing. That's not what it was explained to me. I didn't see anything about a membership. It says shipping and handling, I think I'm gonna have to report that site to Consumer Affairs because they're saying one thing and doing something else.
Okay, so now what I've gone ahead and done for you, ma'am, is let's see, I did go ahead and get this canceled, and I am going to provide you with a confirmation number. I do want to let you know, as a courtesy today, we did go ahead and get the $7.95 removed for you as well. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding. I'm not saying at the time of the entry that the terms were read, but I do know that information was included in our terms. Okay. And let's see. All right, so let me give you that confirmation number. And just so you know, with the $795, more than likely the charge is just going to drop off of the account, being that it was just done today. But just in case, I do, you know, want to remind you that, you know, the normal processing time is 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just waiting for that to, okay. So I have that number for you when you are ready, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that's going to be R as in refund,
262-597-761. Okay. That's
R-262-597-761.
Correct. All right, well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.